Since the MOHAM, this special choice is the end. The time for Dr. Toma Maman, the death of January 25th, 2013. Patient name is Reginald Jordan. That's REGINALD, space JORDAN. Date of birth is 06241962. Please call the primary care physician details from page 1 of January 8, 2013. Chart. We have the pleasure of seeing Mr. Jordan, our cardiologist today. Peter doesn't know he's a very pleasant 50 years old African American gentleman who has been diagnosed for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, anxiety disorder, tobacco abuse. Pete, he also has a history of coronary disease. This is post multiple left heart catheterization. Pete, he has a 3.0 times 28 millimeter promise drug eluting stent and a 3.5 times 50 millimeter promise drug eluting stent in the RCA Pete. He also has a history of LAD stenting in the past at St. John Hospital. Pete, his status post left heart catheterization that was done in November 30, 2012, which. Which showed patent stents in the mid. LAD and the distal RCA with 40% stenosis in the OM1 and OM2. Period. He also has a past medical signal for a brief arterial disease. This is post revascularization of the left ATA in April 2011 and the right ATA and dorsalis pedis in May 2011. Pedis is in our cardiac today for a follow-up with Pedis Agaf. On today's visit, the patient said that he is relatively doing well. Pedis, however, has been complaining of shortness of breath and flu-like symptoms. Pedis also complains of a burning sensation in his epigastrium and middle chest. However, he denies any sharp pain or anginal equivalent pain period. He also complains of lower extremity pain in his right leg, which he said that it's a bone pain rather than cramps period. He denies an orthopneum proximal stent. This period, he denies an electrolytic disease of vertigo period. He denies a palpitation, sickle, bristle, complex, or presence of sudden loss of consciousness period. He denies any lower extremity swelling. Seeing allergies of varicose veins. Period. He is followed with his primary care physician regularly. He is compliant with all medication. Period. Paragraph past medication. Number of hypertension. Period. Number of hyperlipidemia. Period. Number of anxiety disorder. Period. Number of coronaries. Instead of post multiple left heart catheterizations with two stents in the RCA and one stent in the LAD. Period. Next number of brief arterial disease. This is post revascularization of the right and left ATAs in 2011. Period. Next paragraph, passage history and uncontributed business, paragraph, family history and uncontributed business, paragraph, social history. The patient is a chronic smoker, is an active smoker and had a chronic history of smoking. Period. He denies drinking alcohol using illicit drugs. Period. Next paragraph, current medication. Please copy the current medication list from page 2 of January 8, 2013. Chart. Period. Next paragraph, allergies. The patient is allergic to penicillin. Period. Next paragraph, physical examination. Part of science with the visit. His pulse pressure is 147 over 94. His pulse is 72 beats per minute. His weight is 220 pounds. His height is 5 feet 11 inches. His BMI is 30.7. Period. Please copy the normal physical finding. Temperature. Period. Next paragraph, diagnostic investigations. Number one, arterial double ultrasound of the lower extremities done on January 8, 2013, showing normal bilateral lower extremity arterial evaluation with normal color doublex, normal waveforms, and normal velocities, less than 30% stenosis by bilateral lower extremities. Period. Next number, chest x-ray done on January 24, 2013, showing no acute cardiopulmonary process. Period. Next number, lab test done on January 24, 2013, showing sodium 138, potassium 3.6, chloride 101, carbon dioxide 30, glucose 101, urea nitrogen 31, creatinine 2.0, hemoglobin 13.5, hematocrit 40.6, MCV 95.5, platelets 179,000. Period. Next number, please copy the following diagnostic investigations from page 3 of January 8, 2013. Cardiopharmacogenomics, left heart catheterization, and please read that and put left heart catheterization done on November 30, 2012. Showed ejection fraction calculated by contrast ventrography of 50%. Patient was found to have a patent stents in the mid LAD and the distal RCA, and 40% stenosis in the OM1 and OM2. Also, proximal LAD had 30% stenosis this Tel they had 30% stenosis. Proximal artery had 20% stenosis. Please continue copying.
Say
2D echo. Exercise stress test. Peripheral angiogram and the second peripheral angiogram. And from page 4 of the same chart, left heart catheterization and the second left heart catheterization. Period. Next paragraph assessment and plan number 1. Coronary artery disease. The patient is in a case of having a coronary artery disease that has caused multiple left heart catheterization with a history of 2 stents in the RCA that are promised drug eluting stents of 3.0 times 28 millimeter and 3.5 times 50 millimeter dimensions. Period. He also has a past. He also has a history of LAD stenting in the past at St. John's Hospital. Period. Most recent left heart catheterization was done in November 30, 2012. Showed no significant stenosis. Other than the OM1 and OM2 has 40% stenosis, and it did show patent stent in the mid LAD and distal RCA. Period. On today's visit, he denies any sharp pain or angina equivalent pain. However, has been having a burning sensation in his upper epigastrium and mid chest. Period. He is to continue the same medication and will focus on aggressive cardiovascular risk modification. We'll follow up with him in the next follow-up visit. Period. Next number, brief heart disease. The patient has a known history of brief heart disease. This is post brief angiographies and revascularization in April and May 2011 of both of his atrial arteries. Period. On today's visit, the patient was complaining of lower extremity pain and his right period. However, his recent arterial double ultrasound set of the lower extremities, which was done in January 8, 2013, showed less than 30% stenosis in the bilateral lower extremities. Period. We will continue to follow up with him and manage him accordingly in the next follow-up visit. Meanwhile, he is to the same medication regimen. Period of number of hypertension, the visit, his blood pressure is 147 over 94. The patient currently is having flu-like symptoms, and he's complaining of cold-like symptoms. Period. We advise him to continue the same medication regimen, adhere to strict loss of fat diet, and continue to monitor his blood pressure readings in the next follow-up visit. Patient number, hyperlipidemia. The patient is to follow up with his primary care physician for frequent lipid profile testing and LFTs. Period, next number, anxiety disorder. The patient have a history of anxiety disorder. He's currently on Xanax. Period, he is to follow up with his primary care physician and psychiatrist regarding this matter. Period, next number. Smoking cessation. The patient is a non-chronic heavy smoker. Period. We did advise the patient strongly to quit smoking, and we offered our support in case he's willing to do so. Period. We'll follow up with him regarding this matter in the next follow-up visit. Period. Next paragraph. Sorry. Next number. A cut of pharmacogenomics. The endoscopy and the visit was done on November 23rd, 2012, and the results were shared with the patient. Pete, next week, thank you very much for supporting the care of Mr. Jordan. Pete, the phone will have provided him to go to any question or concerns at that time. Pete, see him back in our clinic in 2 months or soon as necessary. Pete, meanwhile, he's expected to continue seeing his biomedical physician and the continuity of his care. Pete, next week, thank you very much. This is in the second since Mohammed Hussain. That's in which AMD, specific church EIN. Medical Center, the care for Dr. Tamam Mohammed. This is the end of the dictation.